This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. The fictional character Sam McDonald has become, as I said in an earlier podcast, a mentor for me, teaching me many things. Today I'm going to tell a little more of Sam's story. As I mentioned in my last podcast, Sam was born in Sudley Springs, Virginia in 1820. His mother, Sarah, died giving birth to him. When Sam was 8, he and his brother John Ezra and their dad, Eli, moved to Springfield, Ohio to live with Sam's grandma, Nikki. Shortly before she died in 1836, she told Sam of Tecumseh's prophecy. I'm going to repeat it once more. Out of your loins will come two men with strong medicine. With their lips they will drink from a bitter spring. With their ears they will hear the cry of the blood. With their eyes they will see the dark root of evil in men's souls. Unlike his father, who struggled much of his life to know if he was one of the two men, Sam had little doubt that Tecumseh's prophecy was meant for him. When he turned 18, Sam decided to go to medical school in Philadelphia in a quest to learn strong medicine. It was there that Sam met Theodore Weld and the two Grimke sisters, whose anti-slave oratory captivated his imagination. Sam soon began to believe that the strong medicine of the prophecy was his call to abolitionism, not medical science. Let's listen to Sam tell his story. Here's a reading from his journal. I had chosen the field of medicine for my life service, but I did not suspect that you led me to Philadelphia for a different purpose. From the window at the end of this hall, I can see the stone wall where I first sat in the spring of 39, over 19 years ago. There I reflected upon the words of the outspoken abolitionist, Dr. Theodore Weld. His words deeply affected me, an impressionable, zealous youth. He recounted Senator Daniel Webster's speech before the Senate, a speech which Mrs. Criswell had once instructed our entire grade school class to memorize. While the Union lasts, we have high, exciting, gratifying prospects spread out before us, for us and our children. Beyond that, I seek not to penetrate the veil. God grant that in my day, at least, that curtain may not rise. God grant that on my vision may never be opened what lies behind. When my eyes shall be turned to behold for the last time the sun in heaven, may I not see him shining on the broken and dishonored fragments of a once glorious Union, on states dissevered, discordant, belligerent, on a land rent with civil feuds or drenched, it may be, in fraternal blood. Sam writes, fraternal blood. May it never be, Lord. Mrs. Criswell also required us to memorize William Lloyd Garrison's inflammatory diatribe concerning Nat Turner's ill-fated revolt in Southampton, Virginia. The first drops of blood, which are but a prelude to a deluge from the gathering clouds, have fallen. Sam continues, my original interpretation of the prophecy and its enthusiasm for strong medicine and my medical studies became supplanted by what seemed a much loftier goal, to use my pen to bring an end to slavery before our land became bathed in blood. Try as I might to apply myself diligently to my subjects, I could not shake the fervent words of Weld and others. My heart was filled with indignation toward my Southern brethren. Well, enough of Sam for now. Up next, I'll introduce you to another favorite, Angelina. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.